where the last line says the ICD is investigating, or IPED is investigating this case. So practically, tell us what is in place. How, why is it that on this day, granted 16 days after you came into existence, we still have a statement that says police are investigating a case of murder, when we all know that according to the Act it should be saying IPED will be investigating this issue? And the worst part, if you read this thing, is that the fight broke out at the station between these two. So this guy was carrying a firearm, etc., etc. But just give us practically, it comes back to my question, ensure me that we can stop worrying about these things. Because there is development in terms of the MOU. There is knowledge, supposedly. You've had workshops, etc. I don't want to see the police are investigating this. I want to see the last line saying the station commander has referred the case to IPED for investigation.
Madam Chair, excuse me. I want to step back to the to this question of the shop evaluation. That maybe you should walk me slowly so I understand why the job evaluation that was delayed had the effect of a balloon payment at the last quarter, like the chair was raising earlier on. What is it? What is the ingredient of this payment that you're talking about? Is it back paid? You're saying these posts are not evaluated, you can't then fill those posts. But the budget cycle is a year. It's a cycle of a year. So if you fill the post up later, obviously the money is high, but it is not retrospective to the 1st of April. So please help me to understand that particular reason. Because fill the post from end of November, from beginning of November, the payment is back, even if it's a higher level, is from that period. So it doesn't have a retrospective to the financial year. Otherwise, you have had a savings that you may have to lose at the end of the financial year unless you divert it. You do that 8% thing and then the money goes elsewhere, then you pay something else. So if you can explain that to me, because I don't understand it. The delayed job evaluation that has this particular effect.
Yes, I think your understanding or interpretation of that is correct, to say that the savings would be affected or redirected in terms of violence. I cannot give details of the violence, unfortunately, to date as yet, but as soon as that detailed information is available, I can forward it to the committee in terms of the violence which were affected at your end.
Rather, the money was the environment in terms of the expenditure elsewhere, not necessarily retrospective.
In respect of the job evaluation, which were one of the factors for that and extension in the third quarter.
Thank you, Chairperson. I maybe want to respond to Ms. Van Wyk's case study in Pretoria today. Now, in such a case, that is Section 28.1. Person killed as a result of police action, so they should immediately telephone the standby. Well, it's in the day. If it's in the day, they must contact the Gauteng office. Then ICD will take over the matter, and of course that police station must provide us within 24 hours within the written report. But in the normal court case of things, that investigation must be reported to us and we will take over the investigation. So from our perspective, there is provision in the regulations as well for a specific form, and that was made available, it was published in the Government Gazette, whereby we should be informed of that, of the incident, how it occurred and so on. So in that instance of a 28-1, we will investigate. So I can give the assurance. And I mean, if there's also cases that members are aware of where IPED didn't respond appropriately in terms of Section 28, let me know personally, and we'll ensure that it is handled effectively.
No, thank you very much. responsibilities, huge responsibilities for an organization that was focusing on this limited scope, and now the scope is widened, and it calls for people to be prepared to do more. And that is why probably a question to say, where to from here? And the responsibilities that you have, unless you are serious about yourself, do have the potential to succeed, but they can also fail. Because you're dealing with a very powerful department, having dealt with it for at least 3 years, I know that unless you know your story, you might not succeed. We're asking questions related to corruption, for instance. And one would probably have expected that you have defined that for yourself. You've made a presentation. We acknowledge the limitations that are there related to the budget itself. I want to believe that if you have people that are capable out of that budget, you can achieve something. For me, it's about saying this is the budget, this is the output, this is the outcome, and this is the impact. In the absence of that, then we have a problem. If you read newspapers these days, they're actually calling for a very effective IPED, an IPED that knows what to do, and an organization that is going to intervene timeously and be spot on and be effective. In the absence of that, whether it will be another legislation passed and not implemented. We definitely are going to meet you in future before the end of the financial year. So we're not going to wait for the annual report here. We shall have to find time during the course of the year to once more say to you, how far are you and what are the challenges, what are your successes. This is important for us. Whilst we appreciate that you have new appointees, however, we decided as this portfolio committee that we will not entertain that because it becomes a song for everybody to say, I'm new. So, yes, we appreciate that. However, we do not entertain it. We take it that people will do their work. We have agreed that there are issues that need written responses from yourself. I think the first one will be related to your staff establishment, your current staff establishment. That would include your vacancies, some that you came with from ICD, and those that occurred as a result of the IPED being, of course, a new organization. But also, we're interested to know as to what your future plans are in as far as the staff establishment And of course, we also will want to know as to, of the total number of people that you have, how many are in management and how many are doing your core functions, that are doing the work itself, so that we are able to pick up very soon that you are not creating a top-heavy structure as some are doing. Another issue that will need your written submission is you also acknowledged baseline indicators for deaths in custody, which you said you don't have. Also, it was indicated that there is no indicator for recommendations compliance, and I thought you'd be able to look into that. There could be others that I might have not picked up, but you are aware that you made a promise to respond to in writing. We will request that we get these written responses at least by the 31st of 30th of this month, which I think it will be, or the 1st of April. The 1st of May. No. I think that will be too late. The 26th, unfortunately. The 26th of this month, because we have a debate in May. So we're requesting that we get that by the 26th of this month. Let me also congratulate the CFO for, I understand, a beautiful 4-month-old baby now. I understand she's a girl. And we want to congratulate you for that. I'm not very sure as to what to say. We, as the portfolio committee, are going to be watching the IP. We definitely are going to watch you. We do hope that you're not going to fail and to fail this country. If IP was to do its work effectively, the consequences would be decrease in the number of all these assaults, and tortures, deaths, and so on in custody. It would just lead to that. If this organization was to say, we're going to do it anyway, we definitely are determined to do our work, irrespective. And to do that, particularly with subs, I've dealt with subs for, like I've said, 3 years now. You might definitely not be popular, you might lose friends, but if it is correct to do it, I would imagine you'd have to do it. But you might also decide not to do it, and then you're going to have all the challenges that are there. We should not, in a democratic country, have situations such as the Katumano incidents. It shouldn't happen, not when we have an organization like yourself. We shouldn't. Because it is things such as those that take us back to where we were, I think, 18 years ago, and we don't want to go there. But if people think that we have an organization that is not effective, efficient, then they will do it anyway. I think it shouldn't happen. So we're saying that to you to say, you've presented to us your strategic plan, your annual performance plan, your budget, your priorities and all. We will definitely hold you accountable for what you've said today. we definitely are going to hold you accountable, and like I've said, we're not going to see you in October. We are going to see you during the course of this year, and therefore this organization will appear before the portfolio committee to present what it shall have done by then. We'll actually be monitoring your spending of budget so that we know exactly what is happening. We're interested to know as to how you're training your investigators. Because if you're going to deal with SAPS, surely your investigators must be more sharper than SAPS. Otherwise, it will not be easy. So it's a lot of responsibility put upon you, but you can prove to the people of South Africa that you have the capacity and the potential to do what the law and the people of South Africa expects you to do. I want to thank everybody who's contributed and has made inputs, and members for the questions. We are closing this meeting. We're meeting tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the Good Hope Chamber. And also, we will be dealing with a SAPS. They will be presenting their strategic plan, annual performance plan, and budget. Also, they will be focusing on administration program. I will request that as we close this meeting, may members of the ANC remain behind just for 2 minutes. Honorable Matlakane can join them if he feels like. Thank you very much. Could you please announce that the files are part of the submission? Oh, okay. The files that we are receiving here are for submissions for the Hawks Bill. Yes, you already have the there's 18 ones. These are just 4 submissions that we received late. Yes. Thank you very much, members of the meeting.